We're continuing to look at Acts 25, verses 23 through 27. And of course, we have King Agrippa I and his sister Bernice appearing at Caesarea Maritima in order to ask questions of the Apostle Paul. So let's pick up at verse 23. The next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp and entered the auditorium along with the commanders and the leading men of the city. As Agrippa II is used to all the fanfare that comes with his arrival, Luke mentions that Agrippa's entourage included military commanders and city officials. We can imagine a phalanx of soldiers escorting Agrippa and Bernice, acting as ceremonial guards. The auditorium was likely surrounded by all the soldiers, all in their parade uniforms, standing at attention. All of this, of course, has shown the importance of Agrippa II and his sister. Hence the fact that Luke uses the word for pomp, the word fantasia. Well, Luke tells us that the king and his sister entered the auditorium. And by the way, the use of the word auditorium is also interesting, that we so commonly use that word auditorium, meaning a place of gathering. But actually in Greek, it means the place of hearing. So this is a place where people go in order to hear speeches. So the scene is set for this dramatic inquiry, centered on, of course, the Apostle Paul. At the end of verse 23, we read, "And Festus ordered that Paul be brought in." When the king and his sister were seated, no doubt some on the royal bema were expecting this moment, and then everyone else took their places. At this point, Festus commanded that Paul, who undoubtedly had been kept in the wings until now, should be brought before Agrippa II. This has all of the images of a Roman inquiry, doesn't it? According to church tradition, Paul was a short, balding man, totally unimpressive physically. Supposedly, he had beetle-like brows, a hooked nose, and bandy legs. And I think Luke wants us to see the humor in this unimpressive apostle, not wearing a crown nor a robe, occupying center stage in this great drama. Paul, wearing a plain prisoner's tunic, is brought before Agrippa II and the dignitaries. Nonetheless, as one commentator put it, he dominated the court with his quiet, Christ-like dignity and confidence. F.F. Bruce, the great commentator, makes this interesting statement about Luke's narrative. He writes, "History has vindicated Luke's perspective. It has been suggested that by bringing Paul into contact with so many notabilities, that Luke aimed at enhancing his status in the eyes of his readers. But even then, some people who read his account would reckon that it was a privilege for these nobilities to have had this brief contact with Paul." Well, once again, the entire scene was set. Festus introduced the inquiry, and it's been noted by various scholars that this trial, if we may call it that, before Agrippa II is the longest and the most elaborate of the five recorded in the book of Acts. As John Stott notes, Luke sketches the scene in graphic detail, and Paul's defense speech is more polished in structure and language than all of the others. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.